But there's more. When I showed you the side view of the iPod Touch, I was keeping a secret. I showed you the clean side. Let me show you the other side. You see, there's something in that upper corner. It's an antenna, because we've built in Wi-Fi to the new iPod Touch. And 802.11 B and G for really fast Wi-Fi. Now, some others have done this, and it's failed. And we took a long look at this and think we understand why it failed and think we know what to do to make it successful where others have failed before us. So, what's the problem with adding Wi-Fi? Well, part of the problem is just getting on Wi-Fi itself. When you're at home, you can get on your Wi-Fi network. You might have a password. You need to type a code in for your privacy to get on the network. When you're in the office, you might have a protected network there. You can type in a password and get on the network in the office. So you're fine at home. You may be fine in the office. But everywhere in between can be challenging. You go to any hotel, and to log into their Wi-Fi network, even if it's free, they throw up a web page. Well, portable devices don't know how to deal with web pages very well. You go to an airport, you're going to see a web page something like this, where you have to log in. Even if you're a member, you have to log in. The thing that really got me was even walking through Stanford University to use their Wi-Fi network, you're given a web page and you have to log in with that web page. If you can't do that, you can't get on most Wi-Fi networks outside of your home and office. And so you could build in the hardware, but you're not going to get the network. And so what are we going to do about that? Well, we're going to add an application to iPod Touch. And the application we're going to add is the Safari web browser. So we're going to add it. We're going to build it right in to iPod Touch. And so what you can do with it is view all those web pages, zoom in, log into any Wi-Fi network pretty much, whether it's at the airport or a hotel or Stanford University or anywhere else. But besides that, you get an incredible web browser. As a matter of fact, the best web browser on any mobile platform. And so you can go to any website, the New York Times in this case, flip to landscape and see it in landscape, double click on something and zoom in and pan around with your finger. It is the best web browser on any mobile device, and it's built in to iPod Touch. In addition to that, you get full Google and Yahoo search built in as well. So you can find anything on the go over that Wi-Fi network that you just logged into with your Safari web browser. So we're very, very excited about this. Safari built into iPod Touch so we can actually use that Wi-Fi network. First time ever on a music player to have a browser like this built in.